Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, it's Mark Ross, and I'd like to welcome you to another night of Spiritual Connections Radio. As you know, once a month we have our favorite guest on, and she's actually been taking a sabbatical, so it's great to have her back this year. And that's Angelina Grace. And you are listening to the Angelina Grace Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio. She's on basically usually one Tuesday a month. We try to have her on the first Tuesday of the month, depending on how the dates run. You can always go to our website to check out the dates and everything, which is spiritualconnectionsradio.com. To find out more about the services and information about Angelina, you can go to her website, which is www.angelinagrace.org. That's O-R-G. We are going to be doing, she's actually going to be doing readings tonight. And you can phone in on the half hour for that at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And we'll be giving that number out on the half hour. And she will be doing readings this evening. We have all kinds of great things lined up for this evening. And with that, let me go ahead and reach out to her. Angelina.
Hello, Mark.
I'm going to officially tell you, you're not allowed to ever take time off ever again.
Oh, dear.
We are so happy to have you back on the show. Happy New Year, and I hope all your holidays were great.
Oh, thanks, Mark. You too.
For people who aren't familiar with Angelina Grace, she is from New Mexico, 2-year-old child prodigy with incredible abilities, not only in her spiritual background, but also in her different gifts that she has. She will be doing readings today, as she does every time she has a show, using either her animal or her angel card decks, and a number of other decks that she has, including her Power Animal Oracle decks. So we're really excited to have you back on the show. She was with us last year, and due to her pretty busy travel schedule, she had to take part of the year off, and we were really excited to hear that she was looking to come back and do shows in 2015. So welcome back, and with that, I'm going to give you the floor.
Thanks, Mark. I'm glad to be back. It was time needed to be reevaluated and integrated. Today is January the 6th, 2015, and for me, that year went pretty fast. I don't know about you guys, but that felt like it just flew by. I wasn't even ready for the holidays or anything. But today, I'd kind of like to focus the topic, and if I could even break it down into two different areas, I'd like to focus it on self-love. And not only that world within, but maybe we can get to talking about how we affect the world without. But I think a few things came up for me this past month and, you know, this first week of January. I think the word that kept coming up a lot for me was integrity and staying true to yourself. And I was really thinking about what it really truly means to love yourself, because we see a lot of this stuff floating around because of the New Age ideas and the self-help books and all these tools that we have access to, and just what does it really mean to love yourself, and not in a egotistical, damaging way, but in a way that's true. And I found something that comes up for me, and maybe just explaining my experience and my journey might be able to help someone going through the same. But authenticity kept coming up because I realized how my friend doesn't compromise for anybody else, no matter what they think. For example, she's thin. Naturally, that's just how she is. And her family will ask her, you know, why aren't you eating? Is there something wrong with you? Like, why aren't you hungry? And no matter, you know, how mad they get or bugged or whatever, she listens to her own body. And when it's, you know, if she's not hungry, she's not hungry. She's not going to lie just to try to please somebody else. Excuse me, I was sick last week. Tissue. But, so she really sticks to her guns, and I admire that a lot, because there's so many times I've compromised for the sake of somebody else's acceptance or approval. And at the end of the day, it doesn't make me feel any better. It might at times give the illusion of security, but at the end of the day, yeah, like, at the end of the day, you're with yourself. And when you pass away, it's you and God, or you and death, or however you want to look at it. And it just matters what you did with yourself, and if you stayed true to yourself, so not really compromising for anybody else, and sticking to your own convictions within yourself. I think it's easy to try to go along with what everybody else wants to do or thinks you should do. It's hard when, you know, because you risk a lot when you stay true to yourself. But in the end, it's good, because only truth is allowed. So that's what will be around, in the sense that if, you know, people don't agree, then they're not there to support you, then you know what's true about the people around you and yourself and what you value. Being true to yourself involves being honest with yourself. You got to really admit where you are and what you want. And that's kind of hard, because sometimes, you know, we could be really bluntly honest with ourselves about what we want, but sometimes we make excuses. Oh, I can't do that. Or, that's not for me. I don't have this. I don't have that. I can't do it. And you really just set yourself up when you say those kinds of things. You know, I think setting goals is good, but moving towards them every day is even better, because that's what I believe helps manifest what the dream you want is. Just working towards it in little ways every day gets you closer and closer to that. And ultimately, all the little decisions that you make add up and bring you to your destiny, and that's your responsibility. Your ability to respond to life I guess it's really simple. Some of the parts of self-love is just putting it in action. Because I think we all know what it means to take care of yourself. They're pretty basic. If you can eat clean and eat well, if you can exercise, if you could drink water, if you could get good sleep, a lot of things fall into place when you start doing those things. And your body naturally aligns to its health. It's only the things we put in the way that make us unhealthy and at dis-ease. And I'm in this space as of now, learning that I, although with my history of depression, it's important that I take care of myself and that I love myself, and that's okay. Like, everyone deserves that. And no amount of punishment is going to bring you into wellness. And I remember hearing that quote from a lady named Till Swan. And I just completely agree with it. I don't think you can ever punish anything into wellness. And I was doing that for a while. And I'm being honest with you, I'm on this track right now. So maybe we could try and go together. Let's try this journey together to self-love. And it's kind of strange because I know I've mentioned it before, but it's a paradox, which is could be tricky, but it's not, as long as you know the truth. As far as balancing that or harmonizing that, I guess you could say, is you don't want it to be all about you, but you really definitely can't do anything for anyone else if you don't take care of yourself. I think we all know these things, but get in the way or put it off or pretend it's not important when it really is. Like when my grandpa passed, that's probably one of the bigger lessons he helped me learn, is that if you love the people around you, you're going to want to take care of your body because you want to be around to be with them. And if you don't take care of your body, then you're going to be leaving probably maybe sooner than you would have, and care about the ones around you for your sake and theirs. Take care of yourself. And for me, it always came down to exactly what Till Swan was talking about, is punishing yourself. I figured I had so much hate for myself. Be better if I could just punish myself for all the things I've done and whatever it may be into wellness, and it doesn't work like that. You just got to have a lot of patience and forgive yourself. And it's a lot, all these things are a lot easier to say than do, but it helps me to talk about them. That's why I love the show so much, because it's not only helping you guys if, you know, if you do gain anything from it, but also me sharing my experiences and talking about it and kind of going journey with you guys, because I don't know everything. I know as much as you guys do. And I'm just trying to ride that boat of life. Go with the currents, weather the storms. But I think to be you know, all that we can be is important because our life is just so short. And for me now, it's been about getting really clear about what I want in my life because I wanted the topic to being true and authentic to yourself this month because I think we compromise a lot and at the end of the day, you realize this life is yours and yours alone. And when you kind of like really, really feel and know that, you know you're responsible for the life you have. And making the best of that is so very important because we're only here for a little bit. We're only here for a small amount of time. And then it's gone. I think it's really important to appreciate and realize what we have. And life itself is beautiful in that way because you're a living being. And really, in essence, my favorite thing is to remember is that we're stardust because that just reminds me that you are literally the universe itself, which I think is mind-blowing in itself, but it's very beautiful. There's a lot of days it doesn't feel like that. But I think, you know, fear comes from pain and hurt when we're angry or any of those bad things. It's just almost like dirt in front of the lens of a filter or really all those negative things are just lack of light, things that are getting in the way of the light. It's not even so much, you know, they do exist, but it's only a stepping stone. It's only like a part of the journey. It's not the journey itself. There's something behind my words and my eyes. There's something beyond the surface. And I think we could see that when we feel and know the interactions with the people around us. The only thing that makes sense to me is love, and I'm not saying that's the ultimate truth, but for me at least, it definitely makes the world culpable and it makes more sense when you're good to people, when you're nice and you're smiling. When you just try to spread as much positive energy as you can in the best way you can is I think, very vital.
Hey, Angelina.
Yeah.
Are you gonna do a meditation tonight?
Yes. Yes. And then
very cool.
And I'll be ready to pull cards.
Yeah, I love it when you, you know, at the end of the meditation, after we have a chance to come back, before we start taking callers, I always love it when you do like a general reading for the month for everybody. So I always look forward to that.
Oh, cool. Good. Yeah, it's like
all right.
The month cards, right when we're ending, probably 3 minutes before we end.
Mhm. Sounds good. So I'm ready to meditate.
All right. Let me get my crystal ball. Excuse me while I prepare it. Okay. Alrighty. So we're just going to go into a short meditation. I'd like, if you can, anybody and everyone listening now and in the future, if they can just get into a comfortable space, kind of shake your body out a little bit, start becoming aware of your vehicle, your body, and just kind of feel for it for a second. Now close your eyes, and we're just going to go to meditation. And I just like you to relax. I just like to set an intention. Let this meditation relax you and rejuvenate you. Let it bring you back to your center. And my favorite is remembering who we really are. May this be surrounded in love. And you fill into your heart and into your body. Let's take a journey within. Just focus on your breath in and out. Let it flow naturally. Just be aware of your breath. Feel into your heart. We're just going to breathe and listen. Breathe and be. Stay with your breath. Breathe and be. Remember who you are. Feel the love within. The love is always there. Just remember. come back to breath always. That felt nice. I hope you guys enjoyed that short little meditation. How did that feel, Mark?
It was good. It was interesting. I could feel the vibration of the bowl and the energy and everything, but I couldn't hear it too well. And that's just something that happens with Blog Talk Radio. It never really picks up bowls, or when my friend Mike plays his piano, we have a lot of problem with frequencies and everything. It just, Blog Talk was never really meant to kind of do that kind of stuff, so it doesn't give it justice. But from an energy level, and for a lot of people who listen to the radio show now or on the replays, I'm sure you felt the energy of the bowls, and it's amazing, and you know, to have that experience. So thank you.
Oh, thank you. I always like that. That's nice.
Very cool. So let me go ahead and give out the number for everybody. As we're going to start doing readings, you can call in for a reading at 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And since we don't have anybody on the line yet, because we said we would, well, let me go ahead and do a break. Hey, everybody, you've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. And excuse me. We have Angelina on, and she's on once a month, and you can find out more about this by going to our website at spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And since we don't have anybody on the line yet, would you like to talk some more, or do you want to do the cards to do a reading for everybody for the month of January? I leave it up to you.
Yeah, let me pull cards for the month. I would like to actually use my unicorn deck. Let's see what this is about. Just a minute.
Did I lose you?
Hello, I'm here. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, let us know what you're doing. Are you clearing the deck? What are you doing?
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. I just cleared the deck and then pulled some cards. And I put it on mute so you didn't have to hear me shuffle. But okay. For the month of January, we have the cards from the Unicorn deck. The cards share, curiosity, talk about your feelings, and love. So the share card says when you share, everyone feels happy. curiosity is start a project related to something you're curious about. The third card is talk about your feelings. Tell a friend how you feel. And the fourth is love. The answer that you're seeking is love. So for the month of January, the unicorns say the message is sharing, curiosity, talk about your feelings, and love. I think sharing is like such a simple attribute or virtue of compromising and cooperation and getting along. We have more than what we need. I believe it's good to share. And not only that, but if you have love to give, share that love, not only material things. You know, to share with people around you with the love that you have or whatever it may be. And then curiosity came, such a pretty card. And the unicorn is bowing down to a kitty, and the kitty is smelling his unicorn. But it says curiosity and starting a project related to something you're curious about. Curiosity, they say, killed the cat, which is funny because there's a cat here on the card. But I think when we're wise and cautious, but still curious, it could be really good. Curiosity can unfold and you can discover a lot of things about yourself. Also, talking about your feelings, I guess the unicorns would suggest or guide us to really feel and talk about our feelings. Tell a friend how you feel and don't hold back. And the last message is love. The answer that you're seeking is love underneath it all. I think it's such a powerful force. And I think love really does prevail in the end and it heals all. So for January 2015, sharing curiosity, talk about your feelings, and love. Those are great. I love these cards. But yeah, I just wanted to ask you, Mark, what you feel or think about the topic I chose this month.
So go back and refresh me because I'm playing with the unicorns right now.
it's just about being true to yourself and really the true definition of loving yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's interesting because, you know, I think one of the biggest things that people notice or what I see or I notice about people that I coach, especially with people who have their fifth chakra closed, is that they're afraid to speak their truth. And I think there's a very thin gray line between, you know, not wanting to intentionally hurt people. So, you know, someone might say, well, what do you think of this? And you say, well, you know, in your mind, you're kind of like, well, I really don't want to tell you what I think, you know, you know, because we don't want to really hurt people. But, you know, understanding in some situations that it's necessary to speak our truth and to stand up and maybe stand up in situations where we're not normally comfortable, that we don't feel safe to actually share. Mm-hmm. So I think, you know, it's interesting because, you know, lots of times when we talk about different types of imbalances, we can see patterns between different chakras. Like someone might be, you know, not speaking their truth. Like they don't, like, you know, they don't stand up for something because, you know, as an example, there was a woman I was coaching and she was in a relationship with somebody she really cared about. And she never wanted to say anything that would go against what he believed. even though there was a few things that she had her own opinion about. And, you know, he would even turn to her and say, well, what do you think about this? And she'd say, you know, she'd basically say, whatever it was, agreed with whatever his idea, what his truth was. And, you know, through this, it's like, you know, every day she lost more and more of who she was. And what's interesting about this is that when you're looking at the energy of the chakras, you'll notice that the fifth chakra is closed, and then you'll see that the third chakra is out of balance. Now, we know that if we look at the third chakra, in one extreme, a person can be totally on push in their reality in their life. They can basically be, you know, basically trying to force everything to happen the way they want it to happen. And I think as spiritual people, one of the things we learn very quickly is that we're not on our time. We're actually on the universe's time. And you know, a lot of the frustration or something that we can have comes from the fact that we're not getting stuff on our timeline. It's like, well, I want, you know, this now, and I don't understand why I'm not getting it. So in one extreme of the third, you can be on push. Now, someone who's generally on push will have an open fifth and just basically will say stuff out of their mouth that actually, in a lot of situations, will hurt people. It kind of goes hand in hand with that idea about being on push. In the other extreme, where the fifth is closed, what you'll generally see with the third is that the third chakra, the person will be in a victim mentality. And you can kind of see that in the way the third chakra is. So it's interesting to see how, like, those patterns go together and, you know, you see those kind of chakras line up. When you had said earlier about loving ourselves, that kind of triggered a little bit of a story that I had just learned from a new teacher I've been following. His first name, Matt, his last name, K-A-H-N. Has some incredible videos up on YouTube. And, with just like a lot of spiritual teachers in my life, I get shown these through spirit. And then, you know, like, I didn't know who this guy was like 3 weeks ago. And, you know, so far I finished about 19 hours of his videos up on YouTube. Just an amazing teacher, just perfect for this time frame in the 2015, which is a very powerful year for everybody. If you're spiritual, there's been a lot of shifts that actually occurred in November of last year, and they're going to continue to go all the way through this year, and just very, very positive change for everybody. And for a lot of us lightworkers who basically felt like we got our butt handed to us last year, I can kind of speak for everybody that I'm really happy that this year is going to be so powerful and just such a great thing with so many changes. But one of the biggest changes that's coming up is just understanding that you should not really ever look outside of yourself for anything. And that includes love. And that's really important in relationships, because if you don't love yourself, how can you love anybody else? And more importantly, if someone shows up and tries to love you, how can you even allow that in if you can't even love yourself? So this whole theory about understanding how to love yourself and that, like you said, is really, really important right now. And it's also that idea about really nurturing and loving the inner child, that energy inside of yourself. Some people call it the ego. You know, when you see the inner child who is off balance, that could show up as shadow. And all these terminologies we use, but the net result is it's the inner aspects of yourself. And I think one of the most interesting teachings I came across probably about 6 or 7 years ago when I was studying Joshua David Stone, who was a real famous spiritual teacher back in the 70s. He had an interesting idea that, you know, as we know, for us really to get to the point that we can manifest what we want in life and to, you know, really create the reality we want to create for ourselves, you need to have two key aspects, and they really almost can be the same thing. But, you know, for some people, it's easy to kind of break it down into two pieces. And that is, you have to have love in your heart. You know, that's basically the missing piece for anybody who studied any types of laws of attraction, Abraham Hicks' work, The Secret, you know, any of this kind of stuff. You know, a lot of people wonder, well, you know, I studied all that stuff. How come I'm not able to manifest anything? And, you know, out of all the great, I mean, there's so much amazing teachings that are out there. But, you know, how many people do you know that can actually manifest anything? So, you know, one of the secrets to that is you got to manifest from the place of a connection with whatever the divine is, whatever that is to you. And in the simplest form, it's the love that you have inside yourself. You have to come from a love vibration. And that's the missing piece. You know, everybody talks about all these different teachings, but this is the missing piece that's missing from all parts of it. And that is you have to really connect with that and understand, as you would in all these laws, that you're not going to attract anything from a place of you know, missing it or lacking it. So, you know, through this process, the other thing that's really important, you know, with having that love connection is having a connection to your higher self, your guides, as some people would call it. I believe they're all the same thing. You know, some people call them, you know, I'm talking to my guide. Some people say, well, I'm talking to my higher self. Some people would say I'm connected to the divine. In all these situations, since everything is one, it really is the same thing. I think in spirituality we find it easier to be able to break it down into pieces because it's easier for our brain to kind of wrap our mind around that type of thing. But, you know, being able to have that connection, you know, the connection to that source. And, you know, that source almost, you know, as anything, you know, being able to do healing, being able to create anything really comes out of your heart. It comes out of that fourth chakra. And how many people actually have that closed? Where, you know, they just basically are working off an ego list of things they're trying to get. And, you know, then they wonder and they get frustrated when they're not able to manifest. So I think there was a long answer to what you were talking about. But this stuff kind of comes out as it gets channeled, as I kind of feel through the different ideas. So thank you for letting me share that.
No, I appreciate you sharing. You just have such a beautiful way of delivering such a pure message. You're very, very talented at being able to deliver it so clearly and understandably. I really enjoy listening to you because I can tell you tap a part within yourself and everything you're saying resonates and is just so true, but yet you deliver it in a way that's so understandable and clear, and I really enjoy listening to you. Thank you for sharing. I think you're very wise, and everything you said is so crucial, and it makes so much sense to me. And it was basically what I was trying to say, but you said it better, a lot better.
Well, you know, I really, excuse me. Well, thank you for the compliment. I mean, the point is it actually has nothing to do with me. I mean, I'm basically just a communications channel, and I just allow the energy to come through, and, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with me. I mean, you know, it's all about all the different beings and everything behind me that are trying to get this message out to everybody so that they hear.
Yeah.
And, you know, I would disagree with you on a point, and that is what you had to say was perfect. It was your truth, and it came from a space that is on a different channel for a different group of people. And, you know, that's the reason why you can have so many different people teaching in the world. And, you know, it's not like there's a lack of anything. You know, it's like, you know, certain people will listen to this radio show and they'll understand what I said. And some people are going to listen to this radio show and they're only going to understand what you said. And, you know, that is the beauty of the gift that you brought through, because everything you said was the same thing you said about me. It's like, you know, it vibrates with me. I can feel the energy coming from inside of you. You know, the message is what it is. So, you know, it's funny because we kind of look at it and we're always so quick to say, well, yeah, you know, I see this other person. They say it's so much better than me. But you have to understand for every teacher there is, there's a group of people who will understand that message. And that's why, you know, you talking about what you're talking about is exactly what everybody needed to hear.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm still working on being comfortable on the radio and getting out of the way. I think you've had a lot of practice with letting your ego step back. And my ego's really loud still, and it still, like, wants to butt in and make comments and tell me I'm not good enough, and I can hear it in the back of my mind. But I'm still practicing being on the radio and getting out of the way, letting ego step back.
You know, this is, I think this is a really good opportunity to not only show you a tool that I learned a long time ago, but also to share with everybody something that might be very useful for them on their journey. You know, one of the things that you had mentioned, and you know, this tool that I'm teaching is taught by a lot of different people. I'm trying to think of that woman right off the top of my head that teaches it, but it's taught in different ways, and I'm just going to kind of simplify for everybody. But let me start by framing what we would say is the concern of what I see. And that is, it's very common for us to have exactly what you have. And that is to basically say, well, you know, I'm going through life, and you know, in this situation, you're doing the radio show. And you have this negative self-talk that's going on in your head. Some people say it's the ego. You know, some people just say, you know, it's just, you know, their mind going crazy, you know, whatever you want to label it. But it's that part of you inside of you that talks to you. And, you know, I'll be the first to tell you, this is not your higher self. And this is not this isn't your guides, you know, because your guides are angels. And anybody who's going to show up is basically going to say a whole lot of loving, good stuff to you. They're not going to say, well, keep your mouth shut. You have no idea what you're talking about. So, but there's a lot of this self-talk for a lot of people. And it comes across, and it basically can be so critical about who you are. And it can be this negative thought. And, you know, sometimes we have some of them. And, you know, sometimes we can have tons of these thoughts just coming into our, whatever we're trying to do. It's like, you know, you're not good looking, or there's something wrong with you, or, you know, nothing you do is right. And, you know, it's all this kind of stuff that you hear over and over again. And this tool that I have that I want to teach everybody is really, really neat. And you know, before I go to that, let me just mention that, you know, there's a lot of beliefs in different religious groups and spiritual groups and everything that that negative talk that you have actually has nothing to do with you, even though it feels very, very familiar to you. Some people believe that it's part of an ancient mind that we inherited, and that we pick up streams of information from a lot of negative things over thousands of years. Sometimes in one of the books I'm reading right now, the belief is, as a spiritual person, anything that you feel negative, 99% of the time has actually nothing to do with you. That it's actually something you're picking up from somebody else. It could be someone else's depression, you know, and stuff like that. Like, you, it's very easy to say, well, I'm not feeling good. And then all of a sudden you feel a sadness come in, and you go, well, that must be my depression. But the point is it's actually not your depression. Maybe you're just having a bad day, but all of a sudden you picked up on somebody else's energy or somebody else's sickness or imbalance. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the question, or actually I guess we're going to teach a couple different tools tonight. the question you need to ask in all these situations is this me? You know, does this belong to me? And, you know, what I always tell people is, until you really get a handle on your intuition and you get a lot of knowledge and communication flowing that's actually high level, I say by default, just assume that everything you feel and everything you see and all the anger and all the negative feelings and the depression and everything, just assume it's not yours. And if it's not yours, then what do you do with it? You can let it go. You can breathe through it. You can surrender it. You can ask the angels to come in and take away, you can, and stuff like that. So it kind of gives you a different perspective in life, because if you're getting up and you're not feeling good every day and you're wondering, well, what's wrong with my life? And, you know, we can have a lot of things in our life. We can have, you know, different challenges and everything. We might look at the situation and say, you know, this is just a challenge I have in my life. You know, I was out of work for 2 years. It was a tough path for me. And, you know, through that, I tried to find happiness through the whole journey. And at times it was hard. I mean, it's you know, a lot of people would understand that. But lots of times I felt a lot of negativity, a lot of anger, a lot of depression and everything, and it actually had nothing to do with my situation. So the first question you ask is this mine? Does it actually belong to me? And until you figure out if you can actually in tune and actually figure out what the answer to that is, just assume it's not and let go of it. And if it's not yours, then, you know, look at a different perspective, go to a higher vibration, think about gratitude for what you have, and stuff like that. But going back to the idea about negative self-talk, the idea is it's called the gatekeeper. And what you do is you almost imagine all your thoughts actually moving outside of your head and having the line up in front of you, maybe on your third eye, and you have a gatekeeper that you put there. And the gatekeeper basically looks at a thought and basically says, do I want to allow this in? Is this for the highest good of the person? So you have this thought that comes up that says, you know, you're lazy and you're no good. Well, that's not a thought I'm going to let in, so I'm just not going to let it in. I'm going to... In a root roundabout way, what you're actually doing is you're choosing to ignore a lot of thoughts in your head. Because a lot of people think, well, just because I feel this way or just because I think this way, then I have to actually make it who I am. I need to actually accept it for who I am. And the truth is you don't. You don't have to accept that for who you are. And going back to rule number one, that 99% of the time it actually has nothing to do with you, we're all kind of very intuitive. And we're very empathic. So lots of times we're just picking up on other people's stuff. So the recommendation is to kind of have that gatekeeper and just basically let the thoughts flow through and decide which ones you want to allow in and which ones you don't. And just, you know, if you don't allow it in, then don't let that impact you. Don't let that define who you are. And as you get better and better control of that, you'll actually be able to have a easier life because, you know, we're all very, very high-level spiritual beings with so much potential. And, you know, we often forget how big we actually are. We make ourselves very, very small. And, you know, if you really think about it, we've been here for millions of years, you know, through different lifetimes. And we've had tons of experiences, and we've pretty much faced everything there is to face. I mean, you would think after a couple of lifetimes, we'd pretty much run out of anything to do. But we're here in this space, and we're experiencing all these different things, and they seem so harsh for us. And if you really think about it, in a million years, 100 years here is like a blip on the radar. So the question would be is, if you're here for a blip on the radar, do you want to live it with joy and happiness? Or do you want to live with it with negativity, suffering, and anger, and negative self-talk, and everything like that? And I think if life is, and I was talking about this yesterday, if life is all predetermined and free will is an illusion and everything is a set course for you, the only choice that you have is to determine in your choice in any given moment how you're going to interpret what's handed to you. And you can determine that is the worst situation you've ever seen, or you can determine it is the best situation. Be present, have gratitude, have love for yourself, and realize, as Matt would say from his teachings, the more you deal with as far as negative things, the more you need to love yourself. And really, isn't that what you deserve? So I think that's it. I pretty much took up the end of your show. I'm sorry about that.
No, we should have more time to talk next month.
Sounds good. We're just wrapping up the show here. We've had Angelina on Spiritual Connections Radio, and thank you, Angelina, for being on the show. We'll look forward to having you back in February. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I just wanted to thank you, Mark. You bring so much wisdom, and there's just such a profound, deep, true essence to what you're talking about, and it really, really opens my heart, and I just thank you for being that guiding light in my life, and I know you're opening a lot of hearts as well as when they tune in, or all the lives that you touch is very true, very beautiful. Take care of yourself, guys, and know that love will prevail overall, and remember our time is short, so spread the love and don't believe the lies. Don't believe the negativity. It's so short here. Just enjoy it every way you can. Have gratitude and love every minute of it. Love all the people in your life and love yourself. And I just thank you, Mark, and I'm excited for next month. And I can't wait to talk to you again and tune in to what's going on in our world and in the world.
Sounds good. Thank you for the opportunity. And I want to say goodnight to everybody. You've been listening to Spiritual Connections Radio. Good night, everybody.
Night.